Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All Exits Closed. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and my guest today is Alan Collins. And Alan is head of studentloanjustice.org. And Alan is going to discuss with us the presidential campaign and student loan debt. So, you know, I've been watching, I don't know if I would say amused or bemused, Alan, but the fact that Joe Biden is not really mentioning anything about the student loan debt crisis. What do you think?
Yeah, Joe Biden has got a lot of baggage on the student loan crisis. He was the worst candidate in the field for us, quite frankly. You know, as a Delaware senator, he went to great lengths to take bankruptcy protections away from, certainly from private student loans. And I should probably add that after he successfully did this with the Bankruptcy Reform Act of 2005, he did a press conference shoulder to shoulder with the CEO of Sallie Mae, a person named Albert Lord. And Albert Lord, I could go on forever here. He's probably the worst person in the world in the history of the student loan problem. He came into Sallie Mae in the 70s, 80s, and he was just a one-man wrecking ball. And, you know, under his watch, bankruptcy protections were taken away permanently from student loans. He was able to make enough money to buy a major league baseball team, believe it or not. And I have heard rumors that Joe Biden plays golf on Albert Lord's private personal 18-hole golf course up in Anne Arundel, Maryland. And so, yeah, Biden's got a lot of baggage. And what he is proposing on student loans is just not very impressive at all. He's sort of mouthing loan cancellation. So he's got a plan that forgives up to $10,000 in student loan debt. And I'm sorry, but it's just not a very well thought out plan. And it probably will result in almost no student loans getting canceled. Joe Biden, you know, I could go on for a while here. And I should say that Sallie Mae relocated their corporate headquarters to Delaware shortly after Biden's bankruptcy bill was passed. And, you know, he did a very chummy press conference with Albert Lord, as I said. And you could tell that those guys were pretty good friends, and it certainly showed. Sorry, go ahead.
Let me ask you this question. You know, there's so much on the news about the how the coronavirus is going to affect society. And when you hear the news, they tell you there's going to be a lot of jobs that are going to be permanently eliminated from this economy. Okay? A lot of jobs. So, if there's a lot of people with student loan debt whose jobs are never coming back, that's a recipe for disaster, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. You know, even before the coronavirus crisis, the student loan system was just truly a failed lending system. You know, we now know that the default rate for 2004 students is 40%, and they were only borrowing about a third of what's being borrowed today. You know, I could go on and on and on about how this lending system was, quite frankly, toast. It was just done. It was over the cliff. And this was before the coronavirus crisis. So it is absolutely a dead lending system at this point. You know, nobody is paying on their student loans right now, Cynthia. And quite frankly, if you know, if we were to do the right thing, we would just simply cancel all, certainly all federal student loans and come up with something better, because this coronavirus crisis is going to make those numbers just far, far, far worse. So, you know,
okay.
We started a petition on change.org calling go ahead. Yep.
Before you get into the petition, let me ask you this question. You know, for people who have contacted Sally Mae who won't be able to pay back their loans for, but get them an extension for 3-6, whatever amount of time, and then they have to start repaying again. Okay, but during the time that they're, you know, there's the grace period, there's still, the borrower is still accumulating interest that they have to pay. So if there's going to be interest on top of the principal once they start paying again, people are going to be in worse shape. They're going to be paying forever. This is outrageous.
Yeah, that's right. During the current suspension, interest is not accruing on student loans, and that's by virtue of a congressional act with the CARES Act. But, you know, come September 30th, that all goes away and people are going to have to start paying on their student loans again. And yeah, interest will accrue. Now, we don't know whether or not they're going to extend that payment suspension, but it sounds like the last I checked that they are not going to. So come September 30th, there's going to be a huge number of very unhappy people in the world. In the country, I should say, student loan borrowers, and we're going to see the default rate spike like nothing we've ever seen before. You know, my best guess is that as of right now, about 25% of all borrowers are either in default or have defaulted. Something like 50 or
it seems as though Alan has dropped. Let me call his number again. Bear with me for a minute. Alan, I lost you.
Yep. Oh, yeah, what happened?
I don't know.
Oh, are we still on or no?
Oh, yeah, we are.
Okay.
So you were talking about interest.
Yeah, that's right. So the payment suspension, actually, interest actually is not accruing right now because of the CARES Act. And I should say, this is only for federally owned student loans. So if people out there have, private loans or Perkins loans or FFELP, the older style student loans, then yeah, interest does continue to accrue. But come September 30th, all that is done. And interest will start clicking off and people will have to start paying again. And I just don't see that happening, Cynthia. I don't think very many people are going to be able to start repaying on their student loans. And so while currently about 25% of all borrowers are either in default or have defaulted, I think a year from now, that's going to be up to 50, 60, 70%. And so, you know, at what point do you call a lending system a failed one? Well, I argue strongly that we have reached that point, and this is a failed lending system. And, politically, the timing is interesting because September 30th is just, you know, a couple months before the election, or like a month and a half or less before the election.
Yeah.
And so there's going to be tens of millions of very angry student loan borrowers going to the polls in November, and we'll see how that plays out. Joe Biden's student loan plan is, quite frankly, I would say it's crap, with a capital C. He has said he's adopting Elizabeth Warren's bankruptcy plan, but, you know, knowing Joe Biden like I do, he'll find a way to get out of that, and he'll blame Congress or whatever the case may be. His loan cancellation plan is, frankly, it's insulting. You know, he's calling for partial loan forgiveness up to $10,000. And, you know, even going in, I can tell you that whatever loan cancellation plan Biden might get passed through Congress, it absolutely will not work. It will be much like any of the existing loan cancellation plans that are already in place, where 99.2% of the people who try for these loan cancellations will be unsuccessful, like the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, for example. 99.2% of the people who thought they were getting public service loan forgiveness are actually getting it. And this is what we can expect from a Biden administration, unless he, in writing, does something far, far stronger than where he's at now. Right now, it's just a joke. And Donald Trump has no plan that I've seen that means anything. So, unfortunately, we may be faced with a situation again, like in 2016, where neither of the major party candidates are worth voting for, at least on the student loan issue. And so we're prepared to happily endorse the Green Party again, like we did in 2016. I really hope it doesn't come to that, though. We've got some time here before the election. We've got like 97 or so days. And so we're doing everything we can to really flip the script on this whole election, and we'll see what happens.
Howie's not a bad guy. Howie Hawkins, who's the presidential candidate for the Greens, he's not a bad guy at all.
No, Howie Hawkins is a great guy. I only wish that the Green Party had a little more traction with the American public. You know, I think it's time for a third party, quite frankly. The Democratic-Republican duopoly is crushing this country. And, you know, there's 55 million voters in the country, Cynthia, who have student loans or are co-signed on them, and 80% of them are losing sleep over their student loans. 80% will never be able to repay their loans. So that's 44 million people for whom the candidate who really pledges to do something meaningful on student loans, he will get most of those votes. And, you know, it's just shocking to me that the two major parties aren't bending over backwards for these 44 million people. You know, that's almost enough to elect a president outright. And so, as I said, you know, we will happily endorse the Green Party. We'll see if it makes a difference or not, but I hope it doesn't come to that. You know, the president has it in his power to cancel student loans outright by executive order. He doesn't need to go through Congress. He doesn't need a, you know, congressional act or congressional appropriation. You know, the president could cancel all federally owned student loans tomorrow by executive order, and it wouldn't require one dime of taxpayer money. It wouldn't add one penny to the national debt. And so we are pushing both candidates, in the case of Joe Biden, to pledge to do that, in the case of Donald Trump, to actually do it as president before the election. And so, you know, we started a petition a couple of months ago, and as of yesterday, we had over 500,000 signatures on it. And so
wow.
I'm guardedly optimistic that in the next month or so we can get, you know, 1 million, 2 million, who knows. I mean, theoretically, we could have up to 20, 30, 40 million signatures on this petition. So we'll see what happens. I'm hoping that this will give us a great piece of leverage where we can really push the candidates and get something done here.
Now, a lot of people are rooting for Biden because they think that Trump has been abysmal. People are rooting for Biden, and if some of those people who have student loan debt, aren't they aware of Biden's position? I mean, this seems so outrageous that in a crisis where people are losing their jobs and they won't have enough money to maybe feed their families, feed themselves, get decent housing, and the banks are still drawing blood from a stone and wanting people to pay back something that they can't. It seems outrageous to me.
It is outrageous, Cynthia. It's absolutely outrageous. You know, as I said, these loans could be canceled tomorrow without adding one dime to the national debt, without needing one penny of tax appropriation. You know, it is by far the easiest way to stimulate the economy. You know, we've already thrown $9 trillion out into the economy, and that's all added to the national debt, and it's going to cost the taxpayers a fortune. And, you know, this lending system is just, it's done. It's failed. You know, put a fork in it. It's toast. And why Congress or the president haven't already canceled these loans is quite frankly beyond me. It's just astonishing. But, you know, right now nobody is paying on their loans. And when this payment suspension expires at the end of September, assuming they don't extend it, if you think that many or maybe even any people are going to happily resume making their payments, I think you're wrong. I think this is a failed lending system. And, you know, the best thing to do for all parties involved is to reset this lending system, cancel the loans, and come up with a higher education financing system that actually works. You know, maybe the government has no business being in the lending business. That's sort of my first thought, quite frankly. Maybe there's a better way to fund people to go to colleges. You know, maybe we should just go back to a grant system, or maybe even a system where the colleges are funded directly by the government, but to a far lesser extent. You know, right now we're throwing $100 billion at the colleges in loans every year, and the colleges have never been in a better position financially. I mean, they've got more money than they even know what to do with, Cynthia. So there's a lot of ways that we can solve this problem. But all of them begin, in my mind and in many other people's mind, with canceling these loans. It's got to happen.
So what do you think that the attraction is that the political people are afraid to step on the toes of the banking industry? Why is that so?
Well, it's not just the private banking industry that we're up against here. It is the Department of Education and I call it the student loan swamp. You know, the government has been booking $50, $60, $70 billion a year in profit on the lending system since 2010. And the Department of Education, it just has a lot of power in Washington, D.C., and so you combine that with the private student lenders who are plowing a lot of money into Congress. The Department of Education holds just a lot of entrenched bureaucratic administrative power. And when you combine that with the fact that just, you know, other things, you know, so many of members of Congress are beholden to the lending system. You know, most congressional staffers, in fact, all congressional staffers who have student loans, get their loans paid for them while they are working for the federal government. So all of these sort of insider attributes really combine to make it very difficult to make any real changes in the student loan system. And it's so sad because, you know, whatever happens in Washington, D.C., there's nothing that anybody can say or do that will change, that will alter the fact that 80% or more, it's probably closer to 85 or 90% at this point, of all student loan borrowers will never be able to repay their loans. And, you know, at this point, I'm telling people, you know, if you ever resume making payments on your student loans, A, you're unwise, B, you're in the minority, and C, quite frankly, you're being unpatriotic. You know, this is a big government monstrosity. It is a beast. And at this point, I'm telling everybody, it's the wrong thing to do is to pay your student loans. Do not feed the beast. People should not encourage this monstrosity any further. It is a national threat at this point. And not only has it devastated the lives of tens of millions of people already, it is poised to devastate tens of millions of more lives who are walking around right now with student loans. But it is threatening to wreck the lives of tens or even hundreds of millions of people to follow in our footsteps. You know, John Adams said there are two ways to conquer and enslave a country. One is by the sword. The other is by debt. And we are looking down the barrel of exactly that right now with this big government lending monstrosity that is the federal student loan system. And people,
you know,
should not be paying on their loans. Yeah.
The country is in a time of turmoil, there's unrest, and it's not going to get any better. And if the student loan debt crisis is not addressed and it keeps on going the way it is, what do you foresee?
Well, it could get very ugly. It could become some sort of a dystopian, sort of a police state, where the federal government and its contractors start suing people left and right, start leaning their property, and even taking them out of their homes in arrest. And I know that sounds... In fact, you know, as of 5 years ago, people were already beginning to be arrested because of their student loans, and hauled off out of their homes. This happened in Texas 5 years ago. And while only one person came forward to the press, we now know that at the time, in this one federal district in Texas, the plan was to arrest up to 1,500 people. Technically the reason was failure to appear, but the way the game goes is this: they will serve a subpoena or a summons, I should say, on someone, send the letter to the wrong address, and then when the person doesn't show up to court, well, that becomes a failure to appear, and that's a warrant goes out, that's an arrestable offense, etc. And so, people are literally being taken out of their homes in arrest because of their student loans, ultimately. And that could be greatly expanded. You know, we could have something akin to a debtor's prison at some point down the road. And I can only hope that everybody out there with student loans will realize that this is their problem. And, you know, we started a petition on change.org. Anybody out there can go to change.org/loans, capital C, capital S, capital L. And we are calling on President Trump, or, you know, whoever the next president might be, to cancel all federally owned student loans by executive order. You know, this is about 85 or 90% of all student loans. The president could do it tomorrow without an act of Congress, without needing one dime of taxpayer money, without adding one penny to the national debt. And we're calling on the president to do this, and also to issue an executive order returning bankruptcy protections to the student loans that remain after all the federally owned loans are canceled. And I'm very happy to report we've got 530-something thousand signatures the last time I checked. And we are hoping that we can get 5 or 10 million signatures on this petition That's a very real possibility. Hopefully between now and November, we can get that done. And in a perfect world, Cynthia, the president will heed this. You know, Donald Trump is a bit of a wild card, and he's in very serious trouble in this upcoming election, by all appearances. Well, you know, with 44 million voters in the country losing sleep over their student loans, Donald Trump could turn this election from a loss into a landslide with such an executive order. And so we'll see what happens. But I would, again, urge everybody out there to go to change.org/cancel student loans and sign the petition. More importantly, help us spread the word about it and, you know, get 10 other people to sign.
You know, my contention is a lot of people are worried about Donald Trump's mental state. So if he is kind of unglued and if he does the right thing, then, I mean, will Biden be any better? Will Biden help people?
No, as it stands now, Joe Biden's platform is just, it rings just extraordinarily hollow. He mouths the words loan cancellation, but his loan cancellation proposal is DOA. It will never result in any actual loan cancellation of any significance. He's claiming that he's adopting Elizabeth Warren's bankruptcy plan, but you know, Elizabeth Warren pledged that on day one, she would issue an executive order returning bankruptcy protections to student loans. And Joe Biden has made no such similar pledge. So, yeah, I mean, as I said, when the election rolls around, if nothing has changed, and I hope that is not the case, but if nothing has changed come November 3rd or whenever the general election is, we will not support Joe Biden. We will not support Donald Trump. We will, again, support Hallie Hawkins of the Green Party. And we'll see what the voters writ large, whether Biden can fool them or not. But certainly we will go out of our way to do everything we can to make sure the voters know that Joe Biden is just a false prophet or whatever on the student loan issue. He's not worth voting for. But hopefully that will change. As I said, you know, Donald Trump could really change this whole game around. You know, Donald Trump right now could solve this problem tomorrow with a couple of executive orders, one that would cancel the loans, the other that would return bankruptcy protections to the very few loans that remain.
We have a few seconds left in the time remaining. Of course, you know, we'll talk again before the election. But give your contact information so anybody wants
sure.
to contact you.
Yeah, we're at studentloanjustice.org. Anybody can pop on by the website. They can also come by facebook.com/groups/SLJ group, which is Student Loan Justice Group, SLJ group. And they can go to change.org and search for student loans. And I'm sure our petition will be the first one that pops up. And that's what I would recommend. And they can find all our other points of contact on the petition. But we've got, you know, we've got 97 days to go before the general election. And I'm hoping and praying and working very hard towards getting these loans gone before the election. So that's my true hope.
Okay. So, Alan, we'll talk again, I'm sure, before election day. So,
okay, Cynthia.
Alan Collins, head of Student Loan Justice. This is All Exits Closed, and I'm Cynthia Pooler. So, if you like this show, follow us on Twitter. Thank you. Have a great day. Thanks, Alan. Bye.